You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to From Beneath the Hollywood Sign. If you love old movies, Hollywood history, or the golden age of filmmaking, you've come to the right place. This is the podcast that talks about amazing stories of Tinseltown from another era and fascinating conversations with writer-producer Steve Kubine and actress-writer Nan McNamara.
So, Steve, did Ava Gardner and Howard Hughes have a good relationship?
Well, they did, until he dislocated her jaw.
What?
Well, don't worry. She hit him back with an ashtray.
From Beneath the Hollywood Sign is the gin joint for you.
Recorded in Chicago, Illinois, with your hosts, Ken, Matt, Neil, and Jeff, this is Triviality.
Hello and welcome to Triviality, the game where lack of seriousness meets a little bit of knowledge. My name is Neil, I'm here with Ken, Jeff, and Matt, and it is December, and it is the holidays, and it is a bonus.
It's almost the end of the year, too. Mm-hmm.
It is almost the end of the year, actually. We're recording in real time, not 3 months ahead.
How about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to do an end of review show in September. So much stuff can happen.
That's true, right?
It has, yeah.
And Matt,
imagine what the next 2 weeks holds.
Well, who knows?
I'm terrified, actually, because every week something crazier happens.
Yeah, we'll have to see what happens with the news and if any of those events would be good trivia questions, but I
just heard Ted Mosby's releasing a folk album.
Oh, really?
The world's crazy.
Josh Radnor, yeah.
Josh Radnor releasing a folk album.
Is the ending going to be maligned by everyone?
The last song is really, really, you're not going to like the last song.
It just ruins everything that happened before it.
The rest of it's pretty good.
It just retcons the whole album for no reason.
Yeah.
It's a duet with Robin. You weren't expecting that.
Exactly, yeah. It's his last song is about how he banged your aunt. But we have a great game for you today. We've done this the past few years, and it's so much fun that we wanted to invite him back. We have an Oakland 5 supporter from Patreon here with us today, Matt Kirk. How are you, Matt?
I am fantastic. Ready for another year in review.
Well, thank you for being here. Do you want to remind folks at home what you're up to and explain what we're in for today?
Well, I am. The daily grind is at a local tribal casino, but by night I will occasionally host trivia games at some bars and different venues around town. And I love putting the year in review together the last few years, so I'd like to continue the tradition.
Well, awesome. We've always said, Ken, that every time we do this game, we feel like we know what happened the year before, but it always seems to escape us because there's so much that happens in a year.
That's right.
Jeff, you usually remember current events pretty well. So does Matt. I don't know, always being on social media and stuff like that. But I think today...
I see it all. I just don't remember any of it.
Right. Yeah, you don't retain it. But we're just going to play as a team today, I believe, right?
Yeah. So that means, you know what? No rules.
No rules, right?
There are no rules.
Basically, for
and
the
we
listeners.
All win.
Yeah, well, yeah, we all win. And for the listeners, just you know, if you need to pause after Matt's question, I don't think we'll get him right away. But it, or you know, you can listen to us jabber on and see if you have the same conversations.
So this year, I actually wrote the questions in chronological order. So I will offer you the. Would you like to go backwards in time, or would you like to start at the beginning of the year and come forward?
I think we should go backwards in time, so it gets harder.
We could do that, like the last 5 years, and merrily roll along. We'll go backwards.
All right. Well, we'll start off just about a week ago. What game from Larian Studios took home 6 honors from the Game Awards, including Best RPG and Game of the Year? It was a sequel to a sequel developed by BioWare more than 20 years before.
Can't wait to play it with your brother, Neil.
Oh, is this that one you guys were talking about? It's not Balderdash.
It's not Balderdash.
Hogwarts Legacy, right?
No.
It's not Hogwarts
it's not.
Legacy.
I know. No, I think that was best-selling game of the year. We had a similar question at one of our trivia nights.
Gotcha.
Not Balderdash.
This is a game Baldur's that I have Gate. In the house and should be playing, but I have not been.
Baldur's Gate. Gate
3.
Baldur's Gate 3.
I remember playing the original Baldur's Gate.
Did you say Heaven's Gate?
3.
It's the game based
on
that.
Again and again.
On the Tommy Lee Jones movie?
Completely different casting, obviously, each time.
Yeah, a little bit.
So we're saying Baldur's Gate 3.
And that is correct. It was kind of a gut punch when I recognized that Baldur's Gate 2 was 20 years ago. I was just like, holy moly.
That was a good one. Oh, yeah.
I love that one. Ooh, go for the eyes.
And I meant Jeff Bridges. Sorry, not Tommy Lee Jones. I know.
Shh, Neil. Slipping.
All right. A rapid unscheduled disassembly occurred on November 18th for which latest model of rocket by SpaceX? Jefferson had no comment on the event.
I don't know any models of rocket.
No. I know he released his truck finally and Jay Leno was driving and it looked really funny.
And then someone got stuck in the mud or something.
If
like
he
that.
Said he yeah. said Jefferson though, right?
Jefferson, yeah.
Am I thinking? Is this a starship reference?
Yeah. Oh,
because I do know they have a Falcon rocket. They have the Falcon 9, the Falcon mm-hmm. Heavy, something like that. That's yeah. like two of their rockets that they've been using to launch satellites and stuff.
And Nicki Minaj said they were meant to fly. If that helps.
The Falconer.
That's for Neil. Yeah. Starships.
Is Jefferson Starship the one who does Don't You Want Somebody to Love?
That was Jefferson Airplane. Jefferson Starship is
city.
We Built This City.
Oh.
Or was that just Starship?
We Built This Rocket.
That might have been just Starship. Jefferson Starship did Jane, which is one
I'm
of my
so
favorites.
I'm so confused by the whole...
Unrelated, though?
Jefferson Airplane, Starship, like, Starship.
That band is like Pokemon. They, you know, continually evolved.
Oh, it evolved.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So that's like its second form. So we're still waiting on Jefferson...
Probe,
yeah.
Jefferson Moonbase.
The music really gets into you.
It's like that meme where it keeps getting more enlightened.
Yeah. Are we right?
Yes, it is Starship. I actually would have said Nicki Minaj if I had thought of that, but Starship was, or Jefferson was the first thing that occurred to me. So,
well, that's fair.
Hey, we got to it, so it counts. It works.
All right. What game publisher was finally acquired by Microsoft for nearly $69 billion on October 13th in the largest corporate gaming merger to date?
Nice.
Am I thinking of
it was the Call of Duty people, right?
Yeah, this is also a city, am I right?
Bethesda?
No, Bethesda.
I don't think it is Bethesda.
I thought they were trying really hard to buy Bethesda.
Activision's
Call of Duty, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was Activision.
Ooh, maybe.
Well, actually, let's think about this, though, because isn't Call of Duty only on PlayStation, which is a mm-hmm. Sony property? No. Oh, okay.
You're wrong.
Okay, I was making sure.
And you should feel bad.
It wasn't Electronic Arts.
Your answer is bad, and you should feel bad.
No, I don't think it was EA.
I think it's Activision.
I'll take your word for it.
If you feel good about it.
I feel good.
Is Activision right. your final answer?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're partly right. Activision is part of Blizzard, and Microsoft secured Blizzard.
Blizzard. That's why I had to be in my head. Gotcha.
Yes, Call of Duty, they recently added to the Blizzard platform. And, yep, they are now part of Microsoft.
Long way from Diablo 1, Blizzard.
All of their games will now take place in the winter.
All right, here we go. Next question. What representative from California became the first Speaker of the House to be removed from office during a legislative session on October 3rd?
Oh, yeah, I know this one.
Yeah, I forgot he was from California.
Yeah.
I wish Paul I McCartney. Could forget.
If we're already
California.
Back that far, though, I'm really sad that we're going to miss out on a great House question that happened, I think, chronologically after that. But
Lupus?
I don't know. I was going to say.
A different type of House.
Okay.
I think you're talking about Kevin McCarthy. Are you not?
Yeah.
Kevin McAllister, yeah.
I know it's not Paul McCartney. I was joking.
All right.
Yeah, I always forget he's from California.
I wish I could forget, yes. 2023 is notable for being one of a handful of years without holding an Emmys ceremony, thanks to the SAG-AFTRA entertainment strike. The ceremony is currently scheduled to air on January 15th, 2024, but does not have an announced host yet. Which community actress hosted the virtual broadcast last July that announced the 2023 nominees?
Would it be Alison Brie, maybe? She seems the most...
I, like, forgot that they didn't even have the Emmys, because that's how much I care about
if it's
about
a community
them.
Cast member,
I think it
I
was,
would think she would be the
it's,
one.
It's unlikely it's Jillian Jacobs. I'm
it
guessing.
Could, it could be Jillian Jacobs. But
or Yvette Nicole.
Yvette Nicole
I think
Brown.
It might. I think it might have been Yvette Nicole Brown, because it was over Zoom or
you
something.
You don't think Alison Brie goes on Zoom?
I don't know if she's... I think she's too good. I think she feels like she's too good
too
to host.
Too big for Zoom?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to remember. I remember watching it. I think it was Yvette Nicole Brown. Yeah, I don't know. I just feel like Alison Brie would be like, I'm in a Netflix show. Why am I hosting this?
Would the person who did it be in violation of the SAG strike?
No, it's not scripted, right?
Yeah, if it was, as long as it was unscripted, yeah. Okay. Well, yeah, because like when they did the Tonys... Ariana DeBose did it, but they had no script. She just improvised everything with bullet points. So that's how it went.
Yes, and who takes the Oscar, the Tony for?
It's up to you guys. I feel I'm leaning towards Yvette Nicole Brown, but it could be Alison Brie. I can't remember.
That's fine.
I'll back Neil's horse. Yeah, mm-hmm. I'll say Yvette Nicole Brown.
Okay.
It was Yvette Nicole Brown.
All right.
All right, I think we are 5 for 5 here so far. Nice way, nice work.
No, we missed.
No,
one.
We missed three.
If you're giving us
you missed
for
Blizzard.
Activision.
Well, you sort. I mean, you said Activision. That's next door to Blizzard. So
I mean, they did acquire Activision.
They're in the same dorm room, I suppose.
As part of Blizzard, but
yeah.
They didn't pay $69 billion just for Activision.
No. All right. Next up, some intelligence sources have suggested the plane crash occurring on August 23rd outside Moscow may have actually been ordered by Vladimir Putin as an assassination of key operatives that belonged to what opposing political and military agency?
I totally forgot that happened. I happen to know this one.
Group, the
Did you see Alexei Navalny's disappeared?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
More good news. Thanks, Jeff.
It's not.
Wagner.
Yeah.
Wagner.
Yeah, this is the Wagner group.
Wagner.
Yeah.
How does it go in Russian?
It is Wagner.
Wagner.
Oh, it is?
Okay. Vodka?
Is that watered down vodka?
Yes, Wagner group is correct.
This was the mercenary group who like opposed him, right? And
yeah.
Guy
mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they were with him, and
they
then
were,
they
like,
got
rolling
pissed at
right
each
into
other.
Moscow.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then his plane just fell out of the sky.
Because he was, so. I remember that was the picture of the guy in the camo or something, right? He had like military garb on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next up, going back to August. On August 8th, a state of emergency in Hawaii was declared as wildfires devastated parts of Maui, including what tourist destination that lost over 2,000 residential buildings and several historical landmarks?
I have not been to Hawaii, so I'm not sure if I can name the landmark.
I think I've been there.
You've been to this landmark?
Well, not the landmark, but the town.
Okay. What town?
It's like Lahaina or something. I'm trying to remember.
Mm.
I wonder, do we need to be that specific? Isn't this what they had the fundraiser for with The Rock and Oprah?
I would assume so. What are you thinking?
I think it was, wasn't it just Maui? Or not Maui, I'm sorry. Wasn't it just like Oahu or one of the bigger...
That's a different island, but...
It was a specific town.
Was a
point of specific town on Maui.
Oh, specific town, okay.
So let's go with Jeff's answer.
Yeah, what did you say it was?
Lahaina.
Lahaina is correct.
Nice.
All right, Jeff.
Good pull. All right. Beginning July 14th and lasting 118 days, SAG-AFTRA members began the longest strike in the organization's history. What do the acronyms SAG and AFTRA stand for?
Neil?
So I want to take a stab. How dare you?
I know.
So I'm pretty sure SAG is the Screen Actors Guild, right?
Yeah.
Does that sound right?
Yes.
Screen Actors Gold.
And what is it? AFTRA?
AFTRA.
AFTRA.
AFTRA. So Actors for the Right Acting.
The American Federation of Theater and... Am I close?
Yeah.
Radio.
Theater.
Radio.
Radio
actors.
Arts or something. Actors? Yeah. What is it?
You're close. So AFTRA
I just wanted to take a stab. Okay.
Yeah, so you guys were close. AFTRA isn't for theater. That's a different guild. But it's a American Federation of Radio and Television Artists.
Except you flip the two. So you
or
you
may, or yes,
television and radio artists.
Thank you, television and radio artists. Yeah,
the ARFTRA.
Yeah. ARFTRA. SAG ARFTRA. That's the only one they would let me into. So I'm an ARFTRA.
All right. Next up, the 2023 Tony Awards honored what 82-year-old playwright with the Best Play Award for his latest work, Leopoldstadt, that had premiered in London 3 years ago. This late-stage masterpiece had theater critics drawing parallels to Schindler's List.
Mm. Is playwright it because question. He also submitted it as like his final for?
I like, mean, he's 82 years school. Old. He's up. You know, who knows if he's going to.
I remember when
one.
This won.
But you don't know the playwright? I can't name any playwrights.
Mm-mm.
I can't think of it. I remember.
I can't name any living playwrights. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
I'm sure you know living playwrights. Aaron Sorkin, playwright.
Technically, yes.
Mm-hmm. Started as a playwright,
yeah, I guess.
Tracy
Letts.
Yep.
He's not that old.
Man, I remember when this won. The actor from it won the Tony as well. But I can't pull it.
If I said,
I'm not too
I
sure.
No idea.
Doesn't ring a bell to me.
I think we're out.
If I said Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Oh, it's.
Hold on. That's. Yeah.
It's
not Beckett.
Oh, no. It's. Oh, that's totally right. Sam Shepard.
Sam Shepard?
No.
No, not Sam Shepard. No, sorry. Sam Shepard's the actor.
Living
I always
playwright.
I know. I always confuse him. Samuel... Tom Stoppard.
Tom Stoppard. That's correct.
There we go. I always confuse Sam Shepard and Tom Stoppard. I always think that Sam Shepard's playing a version of Tom Stoppard.
Always doing that.
I mean, who doesn't get that one confused all the time?
Who are these people? All right, we're about halfway through the year. The Polar Prince lost contact with what submersible on June 18th. It was carrying 5 passengers headed for an exploration of an older wreck off the coast of Newfoundland.
I still, it's so bizarre to me because this happened, Ken, when you and I were out of the country, and I feel like it was just this like huge news story the entire time
Titanic
we were gone.
Disaster.
This whole time we were gone, and we came back, and like everyone was like, "Weren't you following the sub like day to day?" And I'm like, "No."
I saw the sub thing. I wasn't following it day to day, but
this is the one that
was controlled
up,
by an
right?
Xbox controller.
Yeah,
it imploded. Yeah,
it imploded.
Well, they found it on later on that it had imploded like almost immediately, and they just were looking for the wreckage, right?
It actually. Yeah. For the sake of the deceased, it happened so quickly that it wouldn't have been possible for them to even recognize that it happened.
Right, yeah.
So, I guess that's a good thing.
What was it? It was Ocean something?
For the sake of the deceased. Quote of the year from Jeff right here.
Is that Ocean Spray?
And
for the sake of the deceased.
Yeah.
You just put that in front of any comment you want to make about anything. For the sake of the deceased, I'll take ketchup instead of mayo on that, please. So what was it called? Ocean something?
The
Gate?
The
Ocean Gate was what everybody was calling
oh,
it.
Oh, what was the name of the ship, though? Wasn't there a name?
Yeah, that's what we're trying to think of.
The Never Sink.
Little Tugger.
Little Tugger? Ken,
the Unimplodable.
No.
Titanic
no.
2.
Electric Boogaloo, yeah, Electric we know. Boogaloo, yeah.
Oh, what was the name of it?
We don't remember.
It was Ocean
clearly.
Something though, right? Ocean Liner, something liner. No,
it was like a little tiny.
No, I know, but sub. I think the name of it was like the fake business name was like.
It was a sub so small you could also use it as suppository.
The Live Forever.
Right, we don't know.
Well, I didn't say the name of the wreck that it was looking for because that's part of the name of the. Submersible. So they were looking for the Titanic, and the submersible was just called the Titan.
Oh, the Titan, right. That's right.
The Titan submersible. That's right.
On that note, before we get to another question, just wanted to thank you, Matt, for being a patron, obviously, for so long and for doing this with us. If you're listening to this, this is just a main feed bonus, but you can join us over at Patreon because we're doing some really exciting stuff. Matt and Jeff and Ken and myself, we're all going to be writing questions every week on Patreon. So every week you're going to get a Patreon bonus of 10 questions written by one of us. And then at the end of the month, you'll get your crop drop. So instead of 2 Patreon bonuses a month, you're going to be getting 4, 1 a week, which we're super excited about. We're going to be starting that January. So the first week of January, we're not sure whose game is going to go first. It's going to be sort of a grab bag. And you'll get some trivia every week in your inbox on Patreon, along with that crop drop at the end of the month. But also, if you join Patreon, you get some fun stickers and a welcome letter, and there's some other perks as well. Plus, we have a huge library, Jeff, of how many hours would you say at this point of content?
Hundreds.
Yeah, it's got to be 100, right? 100 hours at least?
At least.
Yeah, I would think so. So, yeah, come join us over at Patreon, and you can get all of that bonus extra content. But most importantly, the newest initiative that we've done is all of the main feed episodes will be ad-free and released a little bit early. So if you join on Patreon, even at the lowest level, $1 a month, you'll get all the episodes ad-free. But if you want all that bonus audio content, you have to start with the $5 a month letter. Which,
the Oakland Five.
The Oakland Five, which is basically a modern-day cup of coffee. Is that right, Matt, the conglomerate?
For now, until inflation hits again.
Yep. Well, so yeah, you know, forego one cup of coffee a month and join us over on Patreon for hours and hours of content.
Just thinking about that bit on South Park. Hey, everybody, inflation just kicked in. All right. The back half of the year begins now. On May 6th was the coronation of Charles III. His son, William, subsequently gained the title Prince of Wales as next in line for the British throne. Should he succeed his father and keep his current name, what regnal number is designated for William?
William the Fourth?
I can't, can I? I don't remember a William the Third, do you?
I'm trying to think.
Were there two?
I know there was a William who was a conqueror.
Is it just two?
I'm trying to think. I'm a big Anglophile. I just watch so much British stuff. I'm trying to think. I think he'd be King William the Fifth.
Really?
Yeah, I think so. I'm just trying to think.
Let's go with Neil's answer. Yeah, he seems confident.
Yeah, I think it's fifth because there's a friend I talked to on Instagram who's a reporter for British royalty stuff. Obsessed with. She has a podcast about it. Left to have her on the show, but she talks about this stuff all the time. I think it's the fifth.
Yeah, I remember sure. Neil right. saying Bill, that the first real Bill king, 1066, and that he can name them all. So
yeah, right.
Bill the fifth.
William the Conqueror was indeed the first, and William, the current Prince of Wales, would become William the fifth. That's correct.
Hmm. Nicely done, Neil.
Nice.
I'm going to apologize in advance for this next question. I could not find a sports guy to ask this question, so I didn't have any idea if this was a fair at all. It is hockey related, so that might get you.
Yay.
That might get you there.
Wayne Gretzky,
Connor Bedard.
Amidst the increase in Canadian wildfires this past spring, what former Calgary Flame suggested on social media that governments were lying about the nature of climate change to facilitate so-called climate lockdowns?
Who would do that from the Flames? A former Flame?
Former.
I don't want to besmirch anybody.
Yeah.
For the sake of the
deceased.
Because
they all listen to it.
Yeah.
For the sake of the deceased, yes.
For the sake of the deceased.
He is definitely not deceased.
Seeing how he was making those comments, but
yeah. A former Flame. Is this no word if this is an active player in the league or not?
A former, I think.
I don't think they are an active player.
Should we say
they still have a presence in the NHL as far as I know?
Maybe Jerome Iginla?
So that was going to be my guess too.
He's a famous Flame. I don't know anything about his personality, so I don't want to besmirch him.
Again, this is just a guess. We're not making statements definitively.
Yeah, Jerome Iginla.
So this was actually Theo Fleury.
Oh.
Marc-Andre Fleury's dad?
I think they are related.
Is he just like an old player?
Cousin?
Like former player?
I'm not sure.
He played in the early 2000s. He was he's only 5'6". He was a defender or goalie or something. Again, not a sports guy. I was just reading the Wikipedia article.
Scrappy.
Not a goalie, but yeah.
Yeah. He did try to make a comeback, and the Flames actually it reinstated. I don't know. They hired him again so he could retire as a Flame recently.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
2016-2017.
Okay.
All right, so moving on. 2023 was a big year at the Academy Awards for some of our favorite 90s actors. Brendan Fraser and Kihi Kwan walked away with Best Actor and Best Supporting Actor awards respectively. In what 1992 teen comedy did they both appear?
Classic.
Oh, yeah.
This is post Airheads.
This is, it might be 1 year before Airheads.
It's,
I'm trying to think if Airheads was 93 or 91.
Encino Man, right?
It is Encino Man with Pauly Shore and Sean Astin.
And Kihue Kwan.
And Kihue Kwan, yeah.
One of my family's favorite horrible movies, yes.
There's so many good Pauly Shore movies for any emotion that you might be feeling. You need anything, any fix you need. If you're angry with your family, watch Son-in-Law. If you're angry with the military, watch In the Army Now. If you're angry with, you know, Evolution, watch Encino Man.
I just want to say, too, that last Academy Awards, I felt like it was, like, they got everything right.
Mm-hmm.
And so far as like the winners and stuff, they got everything right, and I was very satisfied by the results. Would you say? Do you think so?
Yeah, Matt. What do you think?
I can't remember being so satisfied by Academy Awards.
My only complaint was that, all respect to Jamie Lee Curtis, I don't think that she beat out Stephanie Hsu for her performance in that movie. Is just outstanding.
Yeah, that.
That was the only thing that made me sad.
But I love Jamie Lee Curtis having one though.
Yeah, it was a good legacy pick. Did I can't remember. Did Harrison Ford give Kihue Kwan the Oscar? He should have. If not,
they met up on the carpet afterwards. But no, okay. he was.
They should have done that. Where I know they
Harrison Ford said, "Who are you again?"
I don't remember you, kid. It's funny though, because the Oscars always like they predict what they think is going to happen, and sometimes it works out. Like when Lucas, Coppola, and Spielberg gave Scorsese his Oscar for The Departed, but then obviously the Chadwick Boseman kerfuffle did not work out well because they thought he was going to win. Mm-hmm. He did not. So maybe they didn't want that to happen again.
I just looked it up. Theo Ren Fleury, no relation to Marc-Andre. Okay. So you can besmirch him all you want.
Besmirch away.
But no, thank you. That was a good question, Kirk. And we hope to do laundry and taxes with you another time.
All right. Finland became the 31st full member of NATO on April 4th, and as its first official act as a NATO member, presented its formal approval of what nation to join the organization, whose NATO admittance was submitted before Finland and has consistently been blocked by Hungary.
I believe the other one was that was talking about joining was Sweden. Yeah, Jeff?
Could be. I know Sweden tends to remain really neutral on these things.
What is Hungary's problem with
Sweden? I'm almost positive it was Sweden. Let me rephrase.
Didn't Ukraine have issues trying to get in there too?
Yeah, well, they just got approval to submit.
They want to join the EU, and Hungary and Viktor Orban are pretty right wing, and they tend to have sympathies towards the current establishment in Moscow. So, Viktor Orban's a populist leader.
Sweden?
I have no opinion. Reasonable. Yeah. Unless it was one of the Baltic countries.
I'm going to say my opinions for our geopolitical spinoff, but I'll let you guys handle this one.
I'm going to say Sweden.
I'm good with that.
It was, in fact, Sweden. This was a giant rabbit hole that I went down, and there's a whole thing about Sweden, Finland, and Hungary, and also Turkey being involved with sanctions on weapons exports and whatnot. And like you said, Hungary, Turkey, both more on the right-wing side, Finland and Sweden definitely being more liberal, so there's been some tension there. But yeah, they're still waiting on Hungary to give them the okay. Because NATO members have to be unanimously approved. All right. On March 19th, the investment banking firm UBS agreed to purchase what rival holdings company for 3 billion Swiss francs? The Swiss government orchestrated the bailout to avert a potential international banking crisis.
I don't remember this, Jeff.
Yeah, this isn't my kind of question.
Thinking about banking, I was just thinking about like the banking collapse that happened with, was that SBS? Or what was the that California-based?
SBS. Oh,
that was the crypto guys, right?
No, that was, that was something too. But UBS, is there a Swiss bank? Trying to think of another like Swiss bank.
Is there one called Swiss Bank?
That's what I'm thinking. But
is it just that simple? Is it the Swiss Bank? And in all the movies, that's where everyone's gold always is. It's either in the Bahamas or in the Swiss Bank.
Well, Switzerland generally, yeah, they tend to be.
Oh crap! I shouldn't have said anything about that account. Oh crap! I definitely shouldn't have said it was secret.
What did you say? SBS?
No, that was. I was thinking of like the California based one, but okay. That wasn't.
Are we way off, Kirk?
You're in the neighborhood.
Oh, okay.
I think it is a Swiss bank.
It's either
Swiss
bank or Swiss cheese.
Neil, you might have an end to this if you remember The Big Short, that film. They mentioned this holdings company in that movie.
Oh.
I blacked out on any scenes that didn't have Margot Robbie in it.
So most of the movie except that.
I forgot she was in it.
A couple little spots.
No, I'm just kidding. That's a great movie. I don't remember any of the financial jargon, though.
Well, it's definitely not BlackRock.
I cannot remember. I know exactly what you're talking about now, but I can't pull the name.
We're going to say Swiss Bank.
This is towards the end of the film where Brad Pitt's character calls up Credit Suisse to
Credit Suisse.
Credit Suisse. Them out.
That's right.
I did actually write an SBS question for Silicon Valley Savings. I cut that one, though, because it seemed a little redundant with the other banking question.
Yeah, understood.
All right. On March 10th, Xi Jinping was elected to an unprecedented third term as president of the People's Republic of China after term limits were removed in 2018. How many years does one Chinese presidential term comprise?
I happen to know this because
it's long,
I do.
Right? Isn't it 6 years?
Right? I don't believe it's that long. I believe the party meets every 5 years.
Mm.
Xi Jinping has been, he is both the leader of the Communist Party, which is probably the most powerful position. And then, of course, he is also president of China. And I believe it's 5 years.
Every 5 years, the president has to come out, climb a tree, and get some honey.
This is why we have no downloads in China.
Yeah, that's why.
It was 5 years. Yes, that's correct. He is currently on his 11th year. Yeah.
I'd say 2012, I think, was the first year he came out. So, like, every 5 years, they, like, there's, like, a central part of the party that, like, makes all the decisions. And they, like, walk out in the order of importance. And that kind of announces kind of what you think the party's going to be doing for the next 5 years.
Okay. I think Triviality should walk out in order of importance.
And then we should have, like, smoke come out of a pillar when a new Triviality episode something happens.
Like the Pope.
Like the Pope, yeah.
Triviality Bowl, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. With her 2023 Grammy win for the audiobook Finding Me, what performer became the 18th individual to complete the EGOT?
Oh, when this happened, I was like, oh, this is going to be a question. I better pay attention. And then, no. Do you remember?
So they had previously the Emmy, Tony, and Oscar, right? That's over.
Correct.
Yeah, and they had to get the Grammy. I'm trying to remember. Yeah, this just happened.
People who I think are close, Jennifer Hudson.
But she would have had a Grammy before.
Yeah. Was it Cynthia Erivo? She didn't become an EGOT yet, did she?
Oh, it might have been.
Maybe she got an Oscar for music. I don't think she won it for acting.
No, definitely not.
So, yeah, I mean, she definitely would be someone who would have had all the other stuff.
Sounds good to me because... I've never heard that.
I think
name.
She did become an EGOT, actually. Cynthia Erivo, she's got an amazing voice. She's going to be in the Wicked movie. I think it's that would be my guess. That's the only one I can pull off the top of my head. Cynthia Erivo.
This was actually Viola Davis.
Oh, Viola Davis, that's right. Oh, I knew. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think Cynthia Erivo has won an Oscar. That's what it is.
Excuse me? Sorry.
All right.
Are you okay there, Neil?
Yeah, that was a video I was watching of Jake Johnson and New Girl when they were getting interviewed and they said the wrong city in Tennessee and they were losing it.
Oh, yeah,
interview.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Tony Award, Grammy Award. Okay, so she still has a couple ways to go here. Tony, Emmy,
not
Grammy.
Not even close.
Oh, no, I was close. She has a Tony, Emmy, and a Grammy, so she needs the Oscar. Yeah.
Okay.
She needs the O.
Yep.
All right. The Department of Justice concluded a 3-year investigation of the Louisville, Kentucky Police Department with reasonable cause to believe that citizens' civil rights had been violated. Name the EMT whose untimely death triggered this investigation.
I don't remember this one either.
Yeah. Was this Breonna Taylor?
Oh.
Was that long ago?
Was that? I can't even believe that was... That was this year. It seems like it was, wow.
Yeah, as we get further into this game, I feel like none of this actually happened.
I think you're right, Jeff. I think she was an EMT.
That's a fine guess.
Yeah.
So we're going with Breonna Taylor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right.
I can't believe that was... Job, what Jeff. Date was that, did you say?
I don't have a specific date for this one, but by my the surrounding questions, this happened either late February or early March.
Wow.
That's okay. When they concluded the 3-year investigation.
They concluded the 3-year investigation, right?
Yeah. All right. We're almost back at the beginning of this year. Occurring on February 4th, what was the target of an attack by an F-22 deployed from Langley Air Force Base, estimated to be the highest altitude air-to-air kill in recorded history?
I don't think I heard about this at all.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I don't.
So what do we look at? What's the answer?
Oh, surprise! Wait, is this the weather balloon?
Oh, that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Chinese weather balloon?
Chinese weather balloon.
Yeah, that was this year. That was definitely this year.
Well, because I was like, when he said air to air kill, I was like, I don't think it's an actual, like, I was like, there's something here. And then I don't know what made me think of that, but it would have been high altitude.
Yeah. Okay. The balloon.
It wasn't actually a weather balloon. It did have surveillance gear aboard. It was a Chinese spy balloon, but, you know, that's close enough. Okay. I'd give you that. I'd give you the point.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
All right. Last question.
It's made of the same material as a weather balloon.
Yeah.
This is the last question.
Last question for 2023.
Okay.
What town in Ohio was the location of a 38-car train derailment on February 3rd? Emergency crews conducted controlled burn exercises on the hazardous contents of some train cars, necessitating a 1-mile evacuation of nearby homes and businesses.
Mm.
Oh, you want to watch a great expose on that?
CGP Grey?
No, last week tonight, John Oliver did one on
trains. Either going to be John Oliver or CGP Grey.
There's another channel I follow on YouTube. It's called Second Thought. They did a nice piece
on this.
They actually went
there.
Didn't
that mess up the water supply?
Isn't oh, it's yeah, it was a bad. Horrible environmental crisis. No, it's a it's a smaller town. I'm trying to remember the name.
I forgot
Dayton?
This was
no, it's much smaller.
Dayton's too big.
No, if it was any of those towns, it would have been even more catastrophic. Like just orders of magnitude more catastrophic.
So do you remember the town?
I'm trying to remember
What's the town from Little Giants? Is it that one?
Oh, that's...
Something, Ohio. I don't remember which one it is.
Wasn't Akron?
It might have been Akron.
No, this would have destroyed...
No, I mean, Little Giants might have been Akron.
That's where LeBron's from.
The decision.
Really? He's from Akron? Mm-hmm. I knew he was from Ohio, but I couldn't remember.
Well, I got nothing then.
Oh, Urbana was Little Giants.
Yep, thank you. Yeah. We're going to say Urbana.
That's an Illinois city.
It was Urbana, Ohio, though, in the movie.
I feel like it starts with an F, maybe, or an L.
All right. We don't know. What's the answer?
This was East Palestine.
East Palestine.
I feel like I would remember that name. I don't know why I don't.
I sort of figured you guys were in the neighborhood, so you guys might have remembered that one being Midwest folks, so...
Way East Palestine.
Well, we did not too bad, Kirk. Thank you so much for writing these questions. I think we can feel pretty good about our knowledge of the past year. Maybe not so much the beginning part of the year, but any shout-outs you'd like to give before we let you go today? And we really appreciate all your time.
Absolutely. I had several playtesters give me some feedback on this. Brittany Shaw, Brian Nash. And I think there were a couple others from the Discord, from the Crop Drop Discord that helped out. So yeah, thanks to all the playtesters, and let's look forward to another great year.
As always, we love our playtesters over at the Discord.
Yes, thank you so much to everyone who does that over there. And heard the name Brian Nash. We want to get Brian on the show. We'll have to make sure we can get him over here.
You have to get some pictures of Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, exactly. That would be great. Well, thank you, Matt. We appreciate you putting this together as you've done the past few years. We hope people enjoy it. That's one type of trivia that we don't get a lot of around here is current events.
Yeah.
So it's good.
It's hard to do in podcast form sometimes.
Right.
But it's nice to do these yearly recaps.
Yeah, especially because we're usually a couple months ahead. But yeah, thank you for doing this. Thank you for being a Patreon supporter. If you want to join Matt, you can go to patreon.com/trivialitypodcast. Get all those bonuses starting in January and help support the show. We're on our road to 600 patrons if we can get there. Not too much to go, but if we can just get an extra few, we'll feel pretty good going into the new year. But yeah, thank you very much to Matt Kirk and our Matt, as well as Ken and Jeff. And before we go, though, we have to thank one more entity. And who is that, Ken?
Airwave Media. Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
You can find them at airwavemedia.com with other great podcasts such as Art of History, I Know What Scares You, and Sleepy.
All right.
Are you sleepy this morning?
A little bit. A little sleepy.
You're never going to figure out what scares me.
Well, tonight you can pop on the Sleepy podcast. How about that?
That sounds good. And maybe that's, you'll have to find out. You have to listen and see if that's just Jeff talking to you and reading manuals.
Tell me about CGP Gray videos. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll do it. Thanks again to Neil, Jeff, Matt. Matt, I'm Ken, and that was Triviality Bonus.
As a longtime foreign correspondent, I've worked in lots of places, but nowhere as important to the world as China. I'm Jane Perlez, former Beijing bureau chief for The New York Times. Join me on my new podcast, Face Off, U.S. versus China, where I'll take you behind the scenes in the tumultuous U.S.-China relationship. Find Face Off wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.